You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. The latest report on child well-being in Michigan shows an increase in children living in poverty statewide and in Kalamazoo County. The Kids Count report was released this morning by the Michigan League for Public Policy and Michigan's Children. Patrick Naswell is the director of the Kalamazoo County Poverty Reduction Initiative, and he joins us. Thank you very much for being here this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Let's talk a little bit about the numbers here. Childhood poverty in Kalamazoo County, it was up 49% from 2005 to 2011, compared with 28% statewide. None of those numbers sound good, but what are some thoughts on why Kalamazoo County may be lagging behind the state?
Well, I think there are a number of factors, I'm sure. But, you know, jobs, I think, are a key indicator that would have an impact on this. You know, when people are having a hard time finding employment, it makes it harder for them to save. It makes it harder for them to keep their position financially. And so that would be a major factor.
Of course, as I said, that figure goes from 2005 to 2011. That takes us through the worst of the financial crisis, the worst of the recession. Might we read into that perhaps things are a little bit better now in 2013 than these numbers give us as a snapshot?
I think it's difficult to say. When you look at mobility and upward mobility, one of the things that you find is that there have been reports that have said even as the entire economy and even as, let's say, an entire county is moving upwards, let's say, in terms of per capita income, the relative movement of the poor or of the rich is very static. And so I think when people find themselves in poverty, it's a very, very difficult thing for them to dig themselves out of.
Kalamazoo County ranks 49th out of the 82 counties ranked overall in child well-being. Again, that's from 2005 to 2011. Now, Kalamazoo County's per capita income, according to the 2010 census, was about 13th, ranked as 13th in the state. Is there any way of explaining what that disparity is? We're not the 49th poorest county, so why are we not doing so well with child well-being?
Well, obviously, there's a large gap between the haves and have-nots in this county, and that's another trend that you can see nationally. Is that the folks who are higher income seem to be doing a little bit better relative to those who are lower income, and so I think there's a real sort of signal that this is sending to the community about the importance of addressing these issues of poverty, addressing them collaboratively, because I think what's going to happen really is if we can address those successfully, we're going to bring the entire community up.
So what would be some ideas? What are some solutions that could be enacted right here in Kalamazoo and Kalamazoo County that could address some of these issues of persistent poverty?
Well, I think there are a few areas of focus that we need to consider. One is really around youth and families. Here, I think we have somewhat of an advantage. We, in the city of Kalamazoo, have the Kalamazoo Promise. Outside of the city, there's certainly an emphasis on education. And so I think one of the things that we need to do is focus on education, educating our young people. We also need to focus on supporting their needs outside of the classroom. We need to support not only those young people, but their families in the way of workforce development and job creation, in the way of health care, et cetera. One of the interesting statistics to me looking at this research is that you can track poverty basically from birth through the end of 12th grade going into the college years. And that's something that's very interesting, that there's a high, we rank very low in terms of the number of low birth weight children in our community.
Been
and that's a pretty high
indicator.
Yeah, that's a pretty high indicator for poverty, that particular thing. And similarly, we rank fairly low in terms of on-time graduation rates in high school. Yet somehow in between, we do pretty well with MEEP scores and that kind of thing. So it tells you that something else is going on beyond the talent and ability of our young people.
We have about 30 seconds left. How much can you address the issue of poverty at a citywide or countywide level as opposed to addressing it at the state or federal level?
Well, we need to work together on a few things. As I said, we need to work together on youth empowerment and families, and we also need to work together on financial empowerment. And are there ways that we can figure out to develop and build the assets of people in the community so that they can move themselves from poverty to the middle class?
Patrick Naswell, thank you for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Patrick Naswell is the director of the Kalamazoo County Poverty Reduction Initiative. There are links with more on the latest Kids Count report for Michigan and Kalamazoo County at WMUK.org.